Tariff Revenue Could Help Whittle Down National Debt. By Mark Anderson. In the wake of the recent annual Jackson Hole, Wyoming meeting of central bankers from around the world, where President Trump's tariffs caused some consternation, the Congressional Budget Office CBO is projecting that if the president's tariff agenda is sustained over the long haul, federal budget deficits could be decreased by $4 trillion over the next decade. That could mean less tribute forked over to the banking class. The nonpartisan CBO released updated tariff revenue projections on August 22, the day that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell gave his much-anticipated speech at Jackson Hole on whether or not to lower interest rates, amid pressure from Trump to lower them. CBO determined that the effective tariff rate for goods imported into the U.S. has increased by a notable 18 percentage points from last year. A core point with respect to the manipulative banking fraternity is that increased tariff revenue, especially if a sufficient amount of unnecessary spending is curtailed, would also reduce, perhaps significantly, the need for federal borrowing. Cutting federal borrowing along these lines would result in $700 billion less spending on interest payments, the CBO estimates. In more detail, the CBO's director, Philip Swagel, explained that the tariffs need to be sustained for 10 years for optimal results. "We project that increases in tariffs implemented during the period from January 6, 2025, to August 19 will decrease primary deficits, which exclude net outlays for interest, by $3.3 trillion if the higher tariffs persist for the 2025 to 2035 period. By reducing the need for federal borrowing, those tariff collections will also reduce federal outlays for interest by an additional $0.7 trillion, $700 billion. As a result, the changes in tariffs will reduce total deficits by $4 trillion altogether." Tariff status. There has been nearly constant trade-related wrangling between Trump and other nations, some of which are considering raising, or are raising, their tariffs against American goods. How that will affect the CBO's outlook on U.S. deficit reduction is not yet altogether clear. Still, Trump believes his nearly finished bilateral trade deals with Japan, the UK, and the European Union are model signs of good things to come. Trump maintains that his trade arrangements will beef up U.S. economic protectionism and boost homeland productivity, while fostering economic betterment for all parties involved. It's helpful to know more about current tariff revenue trends. According to the CBO, since January, tariff rates have increased with respect to the value of many goods, including imports from China and Hong Kong, an increase of 30% based on the goods' value. Additionally, certain imports from Mexico, an increase of 25% of that value, and certain imports from Canada, an increase of 30%, plus certain imports from the EU, so that the total tariff rate on those imports is equal to 15% of the goods' value. Most imports from other countries, an increase of at least 10% of the goods' value, with imports from many countries having faced tariff increases as of August 7, plus imports of automobiles and automobile parts, an increase of up to 25% based on the goods' value, and most imports of steel and aluminum, an increase of 50%, based on the value of the steel and aluminum used in goods, plus imports of copper products, an increase of 50%, based on the value of the copper used in goods. At Jackson Hole, Powell flagged tariffs and a weakening dollar as potential new inflation drivers. Powell was blunt about what he feels could go wrong: tariffs and trade wars, to wit. It is also possible, however, that the upward pressure on prices from tariffs could spur a more lasting inflation dynamic, and that is a risk to be assessed and managed. Is this true? There is a chance, thought Powell, was silent about the tariff revenue side of the ledger and how that might reduce borrowing from the banking system whose U.S. apex Powell oversees. The same goes for concerns coming from Powell, from other bankers, and from various analysts that deportations, as part of Trump's strict but lawful border security measures, could only result in more inflation, because fewer foreign workers will bid wages up and the resulting labor costs will translate into increased prices. There is, however, some truth to that. Higher wages also could help consumers reduce and eliminate personal debts to the commercial banks. Remember, banks count interest-bearing loans as assets, thereby boosting the average worker's disposable income, resulting in more sales of durable goods and more spending at retail outlets, including locally owned businesses. So, the net picture looks better than many in the financial sector may realize or admit. Of course, the Holy Grail would be to end the Fed and get the government to produce its own debt-free currency. Dare we dream that that's where Trump is ultimately headed, a nationalistic tariff and trade policy, followed by border security, and finally, monetary sovereignty?